Hey there, Seth Warris here with another episode of Code Stories. We're here in Johannesburg, South Africa, to talk to David, CEO of Community, to see what he's doing locally with Azure. Let's check it out. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Seth, welcome to South Africa.
Thank you so much. Tell us who you are and what you do, my friend.
So I'm David Prosser. I'm the CEO and founder of Community. We build a rapid digitization platform that runs in Microsoft Azure.
So I heard a little bit about this town called Knysna that used your platform during a particularly difficult time. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Knysna built a digital system that runs on the Community platform. And they faced a massive disaster where they had huge bushfires, and the Community platform was used by the town of Knysna to manage that disaster and manage the way that they saved lives and manage the relief effort.
Hi there, my name is Graham Huddy. I'm the IT manager at Knysna Municipality. The town of Knysna is in the Garden Route in the Western Cape of South Africa. We're located about 500 kilometers to the east of Cape Town and about 1,000 kilometers away from Joburg. About 70,000 residents. We're a small town and a small community.
Can you tell me a little bit about some of the challenges that the Community platform was supposed to solve for you?
Initially, the app was used for communicating news and reporting things like potholes and other information to our citizens, but it has evolved into something a little bit more complex.
Some of the Community folks were telling me here about this disaster that happened in Knysna and how the platform helped. Can you tell us a little bit about what happened?
So essentially in June 2017, we had a large fire that originated about 30 kilometers away from the town in the mountains. And with winds of over 100 k's an hour, the firestorm just got blown straight towards the town. The town does sit in a bowl around a lagoon surrounded by forests. So essentially the town got cut off from the outside world. The highway on both sides was cut off. Communications were affected, cellular networks, electricity, and the Community platform was used as a key tool in communicating with our citizens in managing the disaster. We were able to do general broadcast communications to our citizens, and we receive the feedback in private, so that if there is information that differs on the ground to what we know, we can still receive it and we can update our comms and send out a communication. In addition, we can also do targeted messages. So we could pick particular suburbs that needed to evacuate. And through those targeted messages, you could really focus on the citizens that needed to receive the communications most. It is not just the initial disaster. Whilst our fire burned for up to a week, you have the initial event, and then you have the aftermath. And the app really started coming to the fore in the aftermath.
So can you give me a real-life human example of how people were affected by the fires and how the platform helped out during this situation of crisis?
The fire resulted in over 1,000 households losing their homes in the town. In a 70,000 population, 70,000, 1,000 households is a very large percentage of our population. What that brought with it was a lot of social relief issues that we as a municipality were not equipped to deal with. Two ways that the app was used is, one, obviously to communicate community meetings and updates for the face-to-face communication. But another way we used it was to actually build a humanitarian relief module within the platform, which we managed to go from idea phase whiteboard to production in under 2 weeks. So the idea was, we had many NGOs, different departments come into town, and each with their own particular service they wanted to provide to support our citizens. So we were able to build a module where we could actually log the relief that was provided to those citizens. Okay, so some background into my department. Okay. At the time of the disaster, there was a total of nine of us. Nine members, staff in my department, not a single developer. And I had connectivity for my whole organization, 350 users, 50 locations. I had 3 10 meg ADSL lines.
And that was it. And during the fire, did any of these go out?
So on the night of the fire, I had my ISDN lines, which run my telephone network, were down. And I had one 10 meg ADSL line that was live. So in order to build a emergency call center, I bought two Skype phone numbers and set up a call center in the middle of the night. And then first thing the next morning, I went to the local shop and bought five cell phones and got those numbers up as emergency phone numbers.
And so the people that needed the services that they needed during this disaster were able to get to them, even though the services that you had went down, you were able to dynamically change all of this pretty quickly. So I heard a little bit about NYSNA, but I was hoping you could fill in maybe some of the more of the story for me.
Yeah, so of course, you know, one of the real benefits of having a low-code platform is that it's very quick to make changes to the system. So the system that was deployed at NYSNA was a typical citizen engagement platform. Citizens were able to access their various services, log complaints, log faults, etc. But of course, these terrible fires broke out, and you know, we were very quickly able to change the entire interface to almost become a disaster management system. They had problems where the landlines went down. They were able to very quickly publish through the app what the emergency numbers were, to start creating functionality to report where incidents were happening, and then to manage the aftermath of a disaster like those fires, you know, where you've got to manage people who need food and shelter, etc. And that was all, we were very quickly able to deliver that through the platform.
So you're telling me that during this disaster, they were able to pivot their entire applications to service this need right away?
Literally in real time. You know, our teams working on the application, the minute the disaster broke out, were going into the toolkit, making the changes, pushing those changes through to production, you know, and getting those services and capabilities into the citizens' hands literally within hours.
So you've described a lot of interesting functionality that was able to be deployed really quickly. Can you show me how this was done?
Yeah, sure. So the first thing, you know, the community platform is available through the Azure Marketplace. So as a user, you would come in, and one of the options is to deploy the community platform through the Azure Marketplace. We also do have a multi-tenant model where you can literally just come on and start using the platform. Of course, once the platform's deployed, as a developer, you need to now start getting into the tools and customizing and configuring. So for that, we go into our community platform toolkit, and this is really the IDE for the community platform where they would actually develop the project. So here we're looking at the landing page for a project. As this is a low-code project, you know, closely associated with Visual Studio, as you start building out the project, it's ultimately generating the code in Visual Studio, entity framework code first, and once you've done all that work, you can go ahead and publish, and that the platform then takes care of all that hard work around publishing all these various assets into the platform, deploying the data services, deploying the SQL schema into SQL Azure, etc.
So when you push that publish button, it sends it out to a website and to all of the phone applications as well?
Correct, yes. The platform actually auto-builds all the native applications for all versions of iOS, all versions of Android. So here we have a version running on Android. This is the actual production NYSNA application. And even these feature phones. So this is a native application, Java Micro, running on the old feature phones, the old Nokias, etc.
So you mentioned that you had to make some quick changes for NYSNA to be able to empower them during this disaster. Can you show us how those changes were made here?
You would set up the templates of your communication. The end user themselves is able to choose which channels they want to be communicated on. We then go out and add essentially these event handlers. So when somebody logs a new fault, we wire in what channels they can be contacted on. In a particular channel, you can go in and set up the template is going to be for that message. And then very quickly, again, using a low-code or no-code model in this case, you're able to wire in communications across multiple channels.
Can you show me what NYSNA did on their phones?
Yeah, sure. So yeah, I'm showing you the live application natively running on Android. This is the production NYSNA application. There's the news. You know, they're very proactive around keeping their citizens informed around news. notifications around any service delivery issues, etc. The ability to sort of list faults, log faults, etc.
What about the feature phones?
Yeah, sure. So here I've got exactly the same application for NASNA. We're very excited about the ability to deliver applications on these feature phones. So this is a native application running Java Micro on these devices. This is the NASNA production application. It's running exactly the same sets of services. So here we're looking at the news application. Of course, these feature phones do have some features which are not available on all devices. This device may not support GPS, for example. So the platform gracefully degrades those kind of services. And we're delivering these services to citizens who normally wouldn't get access to such digital capabilities.
So this is all built on Azure. Can you describe what part of Azure you're using?
Yeah, so as I said, the community platform basically sits as a plane on top of Azure. So we're leveraging a number of the services below. We're using the Azure infrastructure services to deploy the services and microservices. We use SQL Azure as the primary data store. We're using blob storage for things like media, table storage. We're using components such as Logic Apps to do some of the workflow type work. And then we're leveraging some of the sort of dev capabilities. We're using Azure DevOps and the build pipelines to automate all the client builds for Android, iOS, for the Java Micro, etc., the web deployments, and various other components. We're using a lot of the monitoring capabilities which we surface up through the platform.
The last question I wanted to ask is, obviously your municipality had established processes and rules. How did you tie those in to the community platform?
So that's one of the biggest challenges with the platform, is that sometimes the technology is moving faster than the working bits in the background. We're still on that learning curve. I think the key was the rapid deployment, the ability to be agile, and obviously it's available everywhere.
Well, thank you so much for spending some time with us. This is a very powerful way that you're using digital transformation to really empower your citizens, as well as the municipality to do amazing things. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. That was amazing. We talked to the CEO, CTO, and an actual municipality using the community platform that works on top of Azure. What an amazing story. This and other code stories are online. Make sure you check them out. See you later.